You good?
Yeah. All of my congestion has moved from my throat to my sinuses now.
So. All right.
So I better be saying like, I'm sorry, boy.
He want the scoop, she want the tea, she want the tea. I cannot speak. We keeping it street, we keeping it street. Yeah. I took a loss, but you still gon' get beat. You still gon' get beat. How much it costs? It never been cheap. It never
too
been
much.
Turn your click up, dog. Turn them up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn her up. Tiny streets can't cross it. Cross them up. All these streets need bosses. Boss yeah. them up. Turn your click yeah. up, dog. Turn yeah. them up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn her up.
Tiny John, streets that can't cross it. Cross them up.
All these streets need bosses. I fuck with Quavo.
You don't fuck with Quavo? I'm picking them up. So we'll get
we
to came it.
From the bottom together, my nigga. Yes. We get it. We split it. Trying to get me started early. Okay. Shopping until I shut up. Standing on business. Standing on bitches. Imagine Chris trying to get me lit at the motherfucking intro. He won't
Let's
be
go.
He won't be cussing niggas out early.
<Let's go. laughs>
Look at the people we touch. Shit, I'm feeling like Puffy and Russ. Yeah. I'm sitting this shit like a toilet, little nigga. So nasty, I never been flushed. Nasty. Go. Bulletproof rappers, it came with a kid on it. The switch is too light, it kick it, we spit on it. Hundreds of bands, I put a little shit on it.
I wish I could do that right now.
Dope in my hand, I had to go flip something.
I thought you was trying to be nasty. I wasn't. I just thought my nose was gonna actually breathe for that second.
We keeping it street. We keeping it street. I took a loss, but you still gonna get beat. You still gonna get beat. How much it costs? It never been cheap. It never been cheap. Turn your click up, dog. Turn up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn up. Tiny streets can't cross it. Cross them up. All these streets need bosses. Boss them up. Turn your click up, dog. Turn them up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn her up. Tiny streets can't cross it. Cross them up. All these streets need bosses. Boss them up.
Big dog status, Bill Hubble. A ball in his mouth from
you were supposed to turn it off on this part.
Shout out to Russell. Fuck Russell.
That nigga so pressed. Oh my god.
It's a habit tricking on a bitch. Shit, I'm thinking of cribbing a pimp.
Niggas
shit,
do everything but take care of their kids.
Shit, that curfew don't sit nigga trip. Shit, I'm floating. I'm mad
and mad at a nigga that do. And like mad at the nigga that do.
Shit, I turn up my bitch. What?
You shit, should be happy. Shit, go for that. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Russ. Thanks, Uncle Russ.
Trapping
or rapping, my dog, you fall off. No capping, I'm buying him a brick. Fuck on your bitch and I told her to
that nigga Lil Future be probably talking in to Big Future like, you my bonus dad.
Got my little bitch on gold.
I ain't seen you in a while.
Oh my god.
Call up the gang members. They was already on the lick. Hanging with Migos, all these drugs and guns. Think we Mexican free man.
He want the scoop. She want the tea. She want the tea.
She do.
We keeping it street. We keeping it street. I took a loss, but you still gonna get beat. You still gonna get beat. How much it costs?
I really like this record.
It never been. Turn your click up, dog. Turn them up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn her up. Tiny streets can't cross it. Cross them up. All these streets need bosses. Boss them up. Turn your click up, dog. Turn them up. Turn your bitch up, dog. Turn her up. Tiny streets can't cross it. Cross them up. All these streets need bosses. Boss them up.
Do you want to see?
Thank you for that beautiful selection, Chris.
You're welcome, Sean. You didn't want to hear the Future verse, though.
Mm-mm. I didn't say nothing about it, but I did not say nothing about it.
He said it wasn't that bad, but I wasn't really wanting to hear it.
Listen, the thing about Future is, I don't...
Why he don't like Russell?
He don't like Russell because he still loves his baby mama. Mm,
damn, that's dirty.
But you know what, then, is when it comes to men like that, it's like, do you even really... love her, or is this just like a
he just mad.
You just don't want nobody else to have her?
You think that nigga
sort
just,
of thing?
Yeah, it's a controller thing.
Yeah,
she part of the collection.
Yeah. That's what sense. I kind of believe. But you know, let me apologize to y'all in advance for the way I sound. I'm still bad. I'm fighting for my life right now, so just excuse my little sinus congestion. But yeah, I don't like that. Just, like, relax.
He is pretty shady for a nigga that don't be
he done made music videos.
I don't think he posting a picture of his kids to be shady.
And listen, but
he's
even
not
if
active
you didn't,
enough to
even
be
if
shady.
You, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, I mean, why that, you mad?
Especially when Russell doing his thing.
Maybe he just ain't
and
showing
maybe
it
it's not
it ain't my business.
And maybe you ain't, but that's not, the thing about it is, and this could be just a rumor, but it's been said plenty of times, like, nah, that nigga just not really.
It's also active. Not my business that you gonna keep telling me that you getting it out the field, but fuck Russell. Like, fam, leave that nigga alone.
Hey, especially after the year he had.
He got enough field. Problems in Denver.
Trying to or raise, he needs to think
to
about
your son and
that's why he fucking up. He out here trying to be.
Yeah, and one day his son is gonna hear that. And his son loves Russell.
Well, that nigga gonna be turning up to that when he hear it.
It's gonna be when he in his rebellious phase.
My Uncle Quavo going crazy on that new one.
When he get older and rebellious, and he like,
that's the way you win, Future. If you listening, that's the way you win. Just start taking your son around your rapper friends. Then Russell won't matter as much.
He's not really
that will
into
require
that.
Him until, to actually get the child.
Until Russell invite. Until Russell.
I don't think Little Future is really into that kind of stuff.
Nah, until
right
Russell
now.
Introduces him to Patrick Mahomes, you gonna win.
He probably know Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Now you ain't gonna win then. You not.
He probably already do.
You never gonna beat the
man
that introduced
and then
the
Little Future
player.
Out here, fucking crazy. Have you seen?
Yeah, he gonna be the next. Yeah.
Oh my
Patrick
god!
Mahomes.
Nah, he doing the right
He's
thing.
He's an amazing child football man. Player.
When a nigga really step in and be a good stepdaddy, boy. You can't even hate that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, nah, he out here doing it. They might need to put this nigga in the league tomorrow. Like
on behind fuck. His daddy. I mean, not his daddy. Damn, like Russ.
I think he might call him daddy.
Turn your click up, dog.
Oh my god, what's going on, lady?
Welcome to the Hoodie Trap Podcast. I'm Shanae.
I'm Chris.
I'm Danielle.
And oh, also on that record, shout out to Quavo because he did also do a performance. I think it was last week, and he got on stage and was like, shouted out Offset and was like, you know, that's my brother, that's we family. I mean, we already knew that they were made up,
yeah.
But that was just, that was good to see too.
He gonna keep reiterating that they made
yeah.
up and he good. That's
yeah.
cool.
And it was, the clip was funny as fuck because it was like at a club. So the DJ, he like, hey, turn the music down. And he wanted to talk, but the DJ just kept doing the drops. And he like, hey, nigga. So that was a really funny clip. But it's good to just see them mending and healing, especially after all of that
Definitely.
Turmoil they had going
Definitely.
On. So,
you know, I mean, we ain't got to stick around on that, but you know it was tough on both of them.
Yes.
So I can only
tough.
Imagine trying to be beefing in the midst of family dying and y'all still beefing because y'all just can't get over the fact that y'all broke up. And
right. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
You didn't get a real good chance to grieve with your brother.
It's a lot. Because
y'all was tripping.
But I do think the fact that apparently Offset and Take were already speaking mm-hmm. and getting there.
Yeah, you knew that. You knew help. They wasn't the problem.
Yeah,
you could tell who.
So
was
you telling me that
this
song is problematic in general? Just everybody that's on
yeah,
it is just a
yeah.
problem.
You knew they was both the problem. Quavo and Offset probably was like really beefing, and Take was like, "Man, you niggas need to get it together."
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear they're doing better.
Which is crazy because he was a Gemini, and that is not usually how that goes. Go. But yeah,
what's
shout out to them black men.
What's been up, Shanae? Danielle?
I would like to personally apologize for the fact that we did not have an episode last week, y'all. In case you cannot hear it, I was sick then and I'm still sick. But I'm a lot better than I was last week. So we got a lot of, some of this stuff we're going to talk about going to be a little bit stale, but still edible.
Okay. Mm.
So, because I got some shit I want to get to that we didn't get to get to. From me being sick, but we did ladies' night.
Hey,
yes. At
hey,
the crib.
How was ladies' night?
It was actually really cool.
Yeah, okay.
We had a good time. Danielle had to actually talk on the mic, and she was like,
"How did that go?"
It was a lot of
forced. It was forced, but it went well. It was fun.
Did Danielle have drinks?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well,
Danielle's
she,
be trying to say she don't
up.
Drink.
It. I'm sure she loosened up.
What's, what have you seen as long as she's yeah. been around?
He's literally seen me drunk yeah. once.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying just of the situations that we've been in and we've come in and discussed. As long as he's known you.
Yeah, she going to turn up.
You've been drunk.
That's not yeah. true.
Now you going to turn true. Up. You going to tell us, oh, no, I'm going to be real nice and reserved. And I'm just going to go
because
have a good time.
Because peer pressure
and
gets
you
me
get
every
there
time.
And it'd be like, yeah, take... Then you show up and see Danielle. She's like, I don't know why, but I'm already drunk.
We got to ladies' night, and Danielle had already ordered her. Danielle ordered a drink before I even
but
looked
I
at the
am,
menu.
I am a lightweight, though.
Yeah, whatever gives you that liquid courage, Danielle, with it. Fuck it. Have a good
no,
time.
No, it was fun. It was really fun.
It was fun. And
thank you for all the ladies and people that showed up and supported. Yes, I appreciate that.
And the Bonnie Monroe show, mm-hmm, and the Crave, everybody. All right. We've been invited back. I don't know when we're going to go back, but
we have fun.
We're going to do some real promo and drop it for real. And
yes.
Try to get some dark skinned people in there, some men, some ladies.
Yeah, we did start promo that week, like literally 3 days before. Yeah,
sometimes you got to throw yourself in the fire, see what happens.
Yeah, it happened.
But I'm glad that y'all did it, though.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, because we played a game about the lyrics of songs. Mm-hmm. And it is just way too many people that don't know the lyrics of these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did karaoke last night, and I was kind of in that same boat. Like, wow. Damn, I don't know these.
But these are songs that, like, as black people, like, yeah, stop playing
with
me.
It's the Finish the Line song. Oh, I mean, okay. Game.
Yeah, yeah.
What was one, or not even finish the lyric, but it was like,
oh yeah, that's right,
the so, like asking you questions about, yeah, the song, like Neo had to change his what now that he's alone.
Yeah. What did he have to change, Chris?
And motherfuckers like, damn, his draw
answer machine.
No, nigga, his what you machine? Mean
now that he's alone.
I definitely
didn't
know that.
What the fuck.
I mean, don't put me on the spot. I'm terrible on
it's a lot of non-Neo fans of, though.
I mean, but that is a smash, super duper.
Literally,
big
as soon as you say it, it just plays in my head,
and it's literally the opening lyric.
Yeah,
gotta change my answer. It's literally the opening lyric.
You right.
So it's like, damn, that's not.
I definitely would have got that.
Somebody didn't know. Oh, the name of the girl. What's the name of the girl that D'Angelo met in Philly?
Brown Sugar.
But you shouldn't even have to do all that.
Because it's the first person that stands up is the one who answers.
They had to stand up and then, okay.
I will always have to do the song.
Yeah, somebody would have stood up before you got there.
I definitely would have fucked that one up too.
But that's all cool. It was fun. It was a good time. We did that. We had some birthdays to celebrate. We had some motherfucking people get back out in the streets to celebrate.
That's what's up.
Never mind.
So people,
I was about to take it too far.
I just realized what you were talking about. Not gonna say I don't condone it, but that ain't my business.
We do condone. We do condone a happy hoe. We condone it. Period. That's what my friend is.
Happy and healthy person.
Period. A hoe. Anyway, so yeah, we did have a good time. And again, also, yeah, everybody loves Ross. They pulled up on us.
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. Shout out to them.
Always love.
They always, everything we have, they come. But you know, we be at they shit too, so.
Yeah.
It's just a very mutual. And they said, when we coming back on the pod? I said, Rosslyn. Don't you bring your motherfucking ass in here trying to tell me to wrap it up, because you got, don't do that.
She said her max is an hour.
Well, she need to go somewhere else. Cause if her max is an hour, we need to give her a blanket and a fucking pillow when the hour hit. Cause we were still talking.
And turn off her mic. This
and Rashida
time.
Tells every time she say, "I was having such a good conversation." We had to cut it loose. But we gonna definitely have those ladies back. And definitely let you guys know when we're gonna do another ladies' night.
I appreciate the Crave for having y'all.
Yeah, that was very sweet. It was very, very sweet. But let's talk about what I don't appreciate.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
This one for you.
What do?
I'm looking you dead in your eyes.
She is looking at me. I'm going to look at the something.
So, y'all know I didn't have what I had to say about Chef Roy or whatever.
Oh, shout out to Chef Roy. My boy.
You know.
He ain't really my dog. But
Is he not?
I'm gonna show love.
This nigga Chris boy, he's so nervous about what I said on podcast. This nigga posting plates and shit now. hit him up. Like, you don't even know this nigga.
I want a plate. How can I work my way in?
Go
to
get your plate thing. You ain't got a Jeff like
how,
that.
How can and I work
you're
my
not
way
getting
in
a discount.
Discount?
He
you're
his
not
money.
Gonna get a discount.
Y'all don't even know that.
How you gonna get the discount?
Because I'm gonna be nice.
Oh, you think you're the only one?
Nah, I don't know, but I did post a
video.
You know, I'm just support.
Oh, I ain't never seen this nigga post a Chef Roy nigga until after that.
I just followed him that day.
You draw the lines. Oh, you this nigga is. It be your own motherfucking people.
I didn't know we was picking sides,
Sean. I didn't. It ain't a side to pick. But then, why would you go and just do all that after that?
Because I could use.
I told her I ain't got no problem with Chef Roy.
I ain't gonna lie, that lobster tail looks.
It's just high. It's just that the rent is too damn high.
Okay, that makes sense though.
That's all.
I did see.
But if I'm gonna pay it, I'm gonna pay it. You know, hey. If I ain't gonna pay it, I ain't gonna pay it. That's y'all pocketbooks and wallets. I don't got nothing to do with it. But I just thought it was really crazy. Hell, my friend.
Should I say it again? Shout out Chef Roy, man.
See what I'm saying? He just
like a nigga putting money on my pocket.
Yeah, right. If this nigga done talk, yeah, this nigga done already got the plate is what I'm hearing. Yeah, I know you on that podcast. I heard they
go was ahead and plug
shit.
Me in. Plug me in.
I need you to get on there and redeem me, brother. Oh, yeah. Man. All right.
I ain't got my plate yet, but I am looking forward to my plate.
Yeah.
Add a little extra something on there. A little extra asparagus or something. I need more than 40 in.
Get in. Never mind.
All right.
I about to say something.
What else you got, Shanae? Because she about to go in.
I'll be really having to catch myself, y'all. If y'all, of all of the things that I say, if y'all could really hear the things that I don't,
man,
y'all would probably be like, okay, this bitch is an insane person.
I'm glad she don't make me have to edit that shit. She keeps it in her head.
I will keep it in my head, but you also ain't got to edit it because once I done said it, I said what I said.
That is also true.
I said what I said. Whoever got a problem, hey, you know what I'm saying? Future, Tuesday, if you don't, if you're upset with me because I said what I had to say about your parenting or lack thereof, you know, we could talk about it. I know you be listening.
He should pull up.
He should pull up. I just want to be, I feel like I would not be a good friend to him if I didn't tell him about himself.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely stepping on bad parenting, so yeah. We speak on that.
Like, so he ain't never going to, I mean, he turned it down. He told me when we be talking about that, he turned it down. And I'm just like, or you just do better.
When we get to talking about raising kids, he turned it down. Yeah. All right, I'm going to skip about 15 seconds.
He turned it up when we talk about that BBL.
Oh. Hey.
He get you a, what is it? He get you a Philippe?
A Patek.
A Patek.
Okay, so off of Future, but on to, I don't even know. It's just so much has happened in these last couple weeks, y'all.
Come that on, I it just Let's like, go.
I feel like we should start, I feel like we should simmer it into the bowl. What you think?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. So on to news that men probably don't care about. Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods are friends again.
Take it away, ladies.
Yay! I'm
not so happy about it.
Why are you not happy?
Because that's my sister.
You talking about Jordan?
No, I'm talking about the fact that Kylie and Khloe are sisters.
Oh, that's why you met.
That's why they weren't talking anymore.
Oh, I know that. But this is what, okay. This is why I am happy.
Oh, wait. Before you do that, for the men listeners, could you give a little breakdown on Jordan, what y'all talking about?
Jordan was.
How did this start?
Jordan and Tristan, which is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson, the nigga that be hooping.
Y'all know who he is. Really y'all know hooping. Him.
Right. Yeah, we know that part.
For keep our going. Sports part
I
of
heard
our
he
podcast.
Not that good.
He played for the Lakers and he
I heard he not that
Cleveland.
Good. What, he yeah, still he, played for the Lakers?
He got picked up the end of the season.
Oh, wow.
So he played for like the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to
you know
True
he
got to
have an L.A. job. I mean, he can't really leave the neighborhood no more. She don't let him leave the house.
They ain't together no more.
Oh, for real?
Right, that nigga
he had a baby on her.
Yeah, he had a baby. Yeah. But I actually don't know. I don't remember what happened.
Okay.
But she was sitting on his
I
lap.
I remember what happened. Look, right, I don't quick. Remember what Let's happened, go. But she was sitting on so his lap. Still, no, she telling a half-assed story. I got it.
That's,
Jordan, I got it.
That's so my Jordan, sister.
Okay, right. I got it. Because you got to tell the story. You know what I'm saying? It's my sister. So Jordan Woods was best friends with Kylie Jenner.
The fine, light-skinned girl.
Yes.
Yeah, she fine.
She with Townsend. I mean, Towns. Carl Anthony
Towns. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know him too, see?
I know that name too.
So Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner were best friends.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner is obviously...
Kylie Jenner.
Is obviously...
Khloe's sister.
Khloe's little sister. Khloe Kardashian's little sister. Mm-hmm. So when Khloe and Tristan were together, supposedly Tristan had a party at
supposedly.
His house.
Supposedly.
And Jordan was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan... allegedly sat on Tristan's
allegedly.
Lap and they kissed each other.
Yeah, hell no, bitch. You can never talk to me again.
We don't even.
Damn, Danielle, this is triggering, ain't it?
So listen.
Danielle,
because there's no
out.
Way.
So after this happens, you know, and everybody, like.
Tristan, right for that, though, because she's fine and she young, so.
No,
you know,
they both
probably,
was wrong, but.
This is why, but listen,
okay.
But that's
okay,
why I gotta
nope.
give you my
I'm
thing.
Back. I'm
no,
back.
No,
I got
I'm
it.
I'm not even done telling what happened.
No, I got
ready
it.
To take
after,
the mic back.
After the thing happened, everybody was on Jordan head. Everybody was Jordan.
I get what Shanae's saying.
And nobody was like, Tristan.
I get what Shanae's saying now.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't feel like that's fair.
They forgave Tristan.
They forgave him.
But didn't.
Ain't he baby daddy?
Yeah. Twice. Well,
she done took this nigga back 50 minutes. He done kept doing shit over. His character
Can't judge her for
but
that.
But we also don't even know what the context of that was. We don't know if she felt uncomfortable. We don't know if it was like he was kind of aggressive with her and it happened.
Yeah, and I
They had been drinking. We don't know.
Yeah, and I'm pro your loyalty. I mean, you should be mad at the nigga because he's the one that should have the loyalty like over everything.
You, the same energy you give these niggas, you should be able to give your friends.
Yeah,
true.
If I'm willing to work shit out and give you chance after chance as a man, yeah. I should have that same empathy and love and consideration for my friends, right. My home girl.
Hey guys, I retract my statement. I now understand and I remember why it's okay that she talked to her now.
And
so,
Kylie and Jordan was really like best friends. Of friends, like from childhood.
Yeah. I mean, so I understand trust being broken. Yeah. But
so was you standing with Khloe?
I love. She's my favorite Kardashian.
I think my favorite one is probably Kourtney.
Mine is Khloe, but
I like Kourtney.
But if you're gonna forgive that nigga, you can. Forgive her.
Yeah. Especially after you done forgave him. Y'all should have seen how Danielle
said that.
Danielle
said that like a woman that don't believe what the nigga said, but I just gonna, whatever, we just gonna go with you.
Because that has happened to me.
But listen, he got caught cheating on her umpteen times before he finally ended up having a baby on her.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, would you like to talk about this
situation?
I wouldn't.
I don't. But I'm gonna talk about it. Hold on. Okay. So
okay. I wouldn't, but I'm gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't believe the nigga, but the nigga was trying to tell me that this girl was lying over and over again, like she's not pregnant, blah, 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 all this bullshit. Next thing you know, the baby had his whole motherfucking name.
Damn.
Yeah.
Junior?
So so you can't.
She ain't pregnant with
so
my
you
baby.
Can't, come out you can't nigga trust Junior. These niggas at all. So I retract my statement.
Again.
I retract my statement. You can't trust these names.
I would like to double down on the retraction. Oh my God. And that was my thing because I'm like, that's
fellas,
her
you
friend.
You cannot lie to your woman or a
hello.
Woman
talk that's
about,
what
and
they
the
do.
Baby show up being a junior.
No, you don't. I mean, like middle name, everything.
The third.
No, he wasn't I'm really. Just so what? Listen, he wasn't
got his daddy's name.
Hey, listen,
he's a fourth generation.
It's sad. Y'all laughing.
That ain't my
that
baby.
Boy got the
that girl ain't even pregnant.
That good boy got the V in the I at the end of his
six
name.
Months later.
God damn.
6 months
six
later.
6 months later, Junior. I get a screenshot like, girl, did you see him? Like,
Junior,
oh,
I don't even know this bitch.
I don't even know why she would name that baby.
She calling this nigga every night. He reading fucking Dr. Seuss to the baby in the womb.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, I'm sorry for Junior, but yeah, Junior. I'm glad that they made it because I didn't think that it was even fair.
Yeah,
especially with it being, and I get it, that's your sister and everything, but I'm like, that's her literal,
and she got cyber bullied too.
Yeah, they bullied the fuck out of Jordan for that, and I mean, never
they got a nice little fan base over there, them Kardashians.
They do.
So
yeah.
I can only imagine how
they
detrimental
was,
that
they
she
was
went to the red
Jordan
table
head. And then nobody
yeah, I remember that.
And nobody ever was like, hey guys, just don't be mean to Jordan, like they never just had her back like that.
Burner.
I'm so grateful.
You know how they say, oh, could we have just privacy at this time? Nobody ever did that. They were just like,
they wanted her to be
burner!
Gone. Yeah.
You know
they pulled
saying?
Out the stakes in the fire. Yeah, like, yeah,
so,
get this bitch out of here.
But with that being said, if anything, I am happy that they made amends because I know that friendship meant a lot to them.
Yeah.
But if I was Jordan,
fuck you.
Kylie might have had to... That's cool and everything. I'm going to love you from a distance, baby.
Send me a Lamborghini.
What the fuck? Don't even send me my Lamborghini because my man could buy me one. My man.
I think he did, actually.
Thank you to my man.
I think he did.
Stop playing with me. Like, no. I'm sorry. So, if I was Jordan, I'd probably be like, But if Jordan cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on whatever she on.
I mean, but if that's your friend, Kylie, and that's who she is, Kylie Jenner, is like, all right, yeah, I ain't gonna really let this friendship just die.
But the thing about it is, I get that. But the thing about it is also, we've seen that Jordan has done just fine without without that connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she found
they're both two different people now.
Yeah, found her an NBA nigga without no money.
She said, "Watch this."
Yeah, and she's still been doing her own businesses, and she's still been doing her thing. I think Jordan. I don't know who Jordan's parents are. But she come from a little money too. Mm-hmm. But you know, she had to have from being friends with them from childhood.
I think her dad played basketball. He passed away though. Mm. She's got a white mama.
Of course.
Yeah. you think of a black and black parent going to be Kylie Jennifer?
Oh.
Hell no.
She got, what's that girl? She's a singer.
Her dad's name is John Woods.
Okay. Don't know nothing about John Woods, no?
He old.
John Woods. You don't know this nigga?
Oh, never mind. He don't look like he played basketball.
Nah.
He'll just be saying shit. This nigga, y'all, Jordan Woods' daddy look like he in a motorcycle club.
I might have made that up.
That nigga looked like he got patches on his vest.
He did, I know that.
Well, R.I.P. that man while we talking shit. Hey, Jordan Woods' daddy was a nigga.
I'm fucking crying.
Hey, and he looked like the type of nigga that like a white woman.
Oh my God.
Who was her mama, real quick?
Elizabeth Woods.
How Caucasian is she?
Caucasian.
She a white woman. Okay. Yeah. A white woman.
Oh, man. Okay, well, it makes sense.
Oh, this screen bright as hell.
You know, we all good with the mixed
but, you know, they didn't have.
Oh, whoever God. Makes you happy. Look at
she didn't have
oh
work
God.
Done.
She had
that
work.
Is not her mama.
That is her mama.
She didn't have work done.
Nigga.
That is not her mama.
That is her mama.
And her little sister is like 16, and she looked grown as hell, too.
Why her mama looked that good? And she's supposed to be. How old is her mama? Wait, all right. I'm confused now. Her people, man. If you have never seen Jordan Woods' mama,
Google her right now.
She definitely looked like a 45.
Jordan Woods' mama actually looked like she probably mixed her damn self for real.
She white.
She looked about 40, okay. But I know she got to be older than that.
Yeah, Jordan. Ooh.
No, because how old is Jordan?
Either she looked 40 or she put a hell of a filter on that picture you just showed me.
She probably a little bit of both.
She
It says her mom is 53.
That's filter and work, Botox.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably some work being done. We not talking about poor people here.
Okay, right. So Jordan's mom is a manager in Hollywood.
That's okay. Yeah. So she definitely tied in.
Yeah.
What did her daddy do? Real quick. Could you please Google what her daddy did? Guys, I'm sorry. I'm kind of going through. He looked like that type of nigga too. What did what James over there do? You know, James just good to me.
He's just good to me. He just love me.
I let him do what he want to do. You know, he just ride his bike. He washed the bike up all day. He looked cute in his little tight jeans.
Let me see what.
That's funny.
Don't say nothing. Music storyteller.
He's a co-founder of something.
Let's see. It looked like he did music.
Sorry, guys. I really did pull a deeper dive into this Jordan Woods situation.
Nah, that
but
ain't
I'm
her
interested.
Daddy.
Oh, that's her brother.
His name too.
It's too
common.
Yeah. All right. We can skip past it.
We'll look at it on our own free time. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad they back together, man. Friendship always comes together.
We don't know how it ended.
Sometimes. Also, speaking of Kylie Jenner and broken relationships, Meg Thee Stallion back in the studio, baby. I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I'm actually sad about her and Party.
Breaking up?
What happened? They broke up?
Yeah, they broke up.
See, now I'm about to be, now y'all trying to dig me deeper into the tea. Like, Meg Thee Stallion and Party.
Fill my cup.
Yeah, I'm over there like, now I want to know. What happened with them?
I don't know. They haven't said nothing about why. They just like.
He realized that
they were. And then
was
she was seen out in fucking Italy with some soccer player, nigga.
Oh, yeah,
crazy.
I did see
and
that.
So he was doing poetry about her.
Yeah, doing poetry.
The whole
about
party?
Her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. He had on a sweater and everything.
That pussy got to be good, you writing poetry.
I love him.
She got you right. So
I love him.
He real fine. They was a very attractive.
He's a
couple.
Big man.
I would have liked to see all of the sex.
This is disgusting.
If anybody,
I wasn't saying that.
She would. Look, she not that.
That's not what I mean.
But you okay with it?
Yeah. I am okay with it.
Yeah, see? She definitely would have watched.
For sure.
That's the tape that if it leak, I'm searching. You know, sometimes you be like, I ain't like, if it come across.
You gonna buy the OnlyFans?
If it come across, if it happen to come up, I see it, whatever. But I ain't finna go looking for that shit. If I catch an inkling And not especially him and her, but if I catch an inkling of a Meg sex tape, oh baby.
She lost that little.
How
that
much
little,
I need to give you?
She lost that little heavy Houston weight though. Like I said,
it Meg go up and down though.
Yeah,
she go up and down.
I mean, I like it. I like what she doing.
I like it every time, all the time. I don't care what she doing.
So she back in the studio. She got a CD coming out. Hey,
hopefully.
A CD. I like how these or albums. God damn it. Something for the DSPs.
Come on, pop, pop.
She got a CD coming out.
I like how these women are starting their little DC Marvel beef.
I haven't seen that. I love Marvel. Not that Marvel?
What? We talking about how they choose the sides.
I'm like, oh, I want to be on the Marvel side. Sorry. Continue, Chris.
I want y'all to know how often this happens. With the
I'm sorry. No, I should have just listened.
But they really are now. They really got these little girls up. Picking sides, clicking up.
So let's see.
They're gonna have a ball when they get to fight each other.
And we got this
one. They're gonna fight each other.
It looked like the sides are as of right now.
Come on.
On Team Nikki, we got obviously Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Spice.
Yes.
JT.
Yes. Ice Spice trying to be in the middle, but I get it.
I don't know.
I'm going with the latter.
I feel like Ice Spice done did two songs with Nicki at this point. She done picked her side.
True. But she keep mentioning
Cardi records.
She mentioned the WAP record in one of them.
When? How long ago?
It was whatever that little video she was shaking her ass on like a dirty New York street.
That ain't narrowing it down at all.
You right.
Right.
If it was the dirty New York street in a song, she was probably one of her first songs.
It was fairly recent. I seen the video. She mentioned the WAP or whatever. I'm like, damn, that's some
then
shit.
Then Sexy Red is Team Nikki probably now. But listen, so I have a theory.
And that's a hood one for real. She'll fight for real.
So Glorilla would be on Team Cardi though, right?
Okay.
So my theory is that they like, that's my girl, but I ain't really in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I gotta be in it, I guess I will. But like, cause Glorilla and Sexy Red was in each other's music videos.
Okay.
So they trying to get, it's giving. I ain't in that.
But I fuck with you because you.
I fuck with you because you fuck with me.
Who side you on?
I'm Big Barty, baby. Don't
yeah, fuck that's
me.
Where I'm going to.
Big Bad Barty. Busting
the, when you named that other side, I was like, oh no.
And then Cardi obviously has Lotto.
I love
that. I'm already on their side.
That's her Ice Spice.
Ooh, I see what you
know,
did
Ice Spice and Lotto got
they be beefing.
Yes.
I love Lotto.
You see what's happening?
It's the fucking Marvel versus DC. It's
I need parking. A celebrity deathmatch episode of this.
Celebrity deathmatch. You owe us some motherfucking money.
You owe us a lot of shit.
Because we literally just gave you the best premise on your return.
Come on.
If you make this into a battle royale.
And I got some more.
Man, listen.
Don't give me celebrity deathmatch.
Plenty.
So, and then who else? And then I said Glorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, I mean.
And you know they're going
to find. Oh, and Meg.
They're going to find the next one. They're going to find the next one to recruit here in about 3 weeks. It's going to be a whole new woman.
Oh, a whole new woman. And even more funny.
What's the new chick that was just in the record that we played last week?
Oh, the lesbian.
Is it Fendi?
Yeah. I don't really know if she got a side. But she probably would pick Cardi.
She would pick Cardi.
But even funnier about their beef, though. So JT is Team Nikki. But I feel like Carisha is Team Cardi.
They don't really fuck with each other.
Who? Carisha and JT?
You can see the distance.
I feel like, Carisha and Nikki kind of exchanged back and forth a couple weeks ago. But they tried to make it like, oh, we just playing. I think that shit was for real.
Hey, fellas, this is what you need to do when you sitting around. Oh, your woman or a woman, just bring up a woman topic and let them go.
Come on.
Let them go.
Because we're not going to stop.
No, this is good material.
So, JT... So what I think it is, I think that Carisha don't really just like pick a side or just outright go do a song with Cardi or something like that because she's just trying to keep it cute for her friend.
Right, okay.
So she just like, I'm just over here act bad with my nigga.
All right, real quick.
Right.
Did you see JT possibly snorting coke?
No. I love JT.
You seen it?
No, I did not.
I seen it.
What y'all see that on?
She was behind Carisha head on the live one.
She came up and wiped her shit and sniffed.
That was
hard.
Not real.
Boy, you should have seen Carisha face. She was so distraught.
Like, damn, bitch, you know I'm alive.
This is why I can't that's take not your real. Ass nowhere. This is why
now,
this
I don't
is
know
why
how
you
old or new the video
me.
Is, but
facts.
Yeah, I did see that video.
But so. The girls got some wild shit going on right now. They holding hip hop down on some wild shit.
I wish they could all just get along, but you know that's clearly just not.
And do a ladies' night record.
Yeah,
like that Missy Elliott.
Crazy.
And all
it's ladies' records. Night. What? It must come be on. Auntie on them all. Like, her sugar tea, hey. Honey, got the sugar, got the spice.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
that would be dope, but they not.
That was in 2019.
What was all that video with her doing coke?
Allegedly.
She probably still do it.
Oh, no. The way she beat up on Uzi, she still do it. Imagine. He definitely imagine on Uzi something. Little ass having to fight somebody that act like Hernandez.
She little
like
too.
Like Jocelyn.
He probably do coke too.
No, but he imagine somebody something. Being high like that, bigger than you. Nigga, that's like fighting Jocelyn.
Did y'all
Hernandez.
See when Jocelyn posted that picture of her?
Yes, behind, in, the
in the back seat of the car with Tupac and Suge.
Yes.
No. Girl, like, what why? Are you doing?
I'm glad I didn't
why
see
are you
that.
Back there?
This is why I'm petrified her.
Why are you back there, ma'am?
No. I am glad. Don't send me that either, Sean.
Nah, for real, because that shit was funny as hell. I'm like, what did Jocelyn be doing? Still waiting on the... what you call it to come back? I'm impatiently waiting for the cabaret to come back.
Okay. Yeah, you did tell me it was coming back. What else we got, Janae?
Okay. Monica recently had a concert.
Shout out to Monica. Shout out to Monica.
Shout out to Monica. Monica had a concert. Oh, Lord. This computer is warm on me, girl.
Yeah.
Monica had a concert. With her little beautiful self, she seen a woman getting physically assaulted by a man. He was punching that lady in the face, and she jumped her ass off that stage to go.
And said, you don't hit no fucking woman like that.
I know you fucking lying.
I ain't see that video, but thank you, Monica, for protecting a woman. I don't know if she's black.
She Latino, said nobody else white. Was doing anything, so
thank
I just jumped
for
down.
Jumping off and protecting that woman.
As she should.
It ain't no way in hell a person is beating up women at a Monica concert.
Like what song was it too?
Hey man, this is why C Murder need to come home because none of that shit happened.
Every time
the
beat drop, like fuck.
What made you angry, fam? You couldn't take this shit home, parking lot maybe. You know what I'm saying? Nah, just beat her here.
I hope that something. I don't.
He might not even know her.
That's even worse. Punching on a woman you don't know.
Yeah.
Nah, is that's that crazy. Worse? That's crazy.
Is that worse to punch on a woman
this
you don't know?
This woman could have did nothing in a few minutes to make you this mad.
She stepped on his J's.
I don't know. Man. That's a good question, though. What is worse, to beat on somebody you know or a stranger?
A stranger.
A woman.
I mean, the woman you know
worse
is worse.
A woman.
That's
the
what
woman,
I'm saying.
I don't know that.
I told y'all Crispy beat bitches up. I told y'all, niggas, I told y'all.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I really thought about it. Like, no, I don't know.
That's crazy.
That nigga Chris,
a stranger?
That nigga Chris said it's even worse than it's a stranger. What do you mean?
Right. Over somebody you love?
That woman you might know, she might know your buttons.
It don't matter.
All right, you right. No, you're right at that age.
And the woman that don't know you might not know your buttons and still be able to play.
You must have pushed that motherfucker on accident.
Right. I didn't even know this was going to piss you off, bro.
Trigger warning, man.
Oh,
sorry.
This trigger. We triggered. Yeah, you late. Sorry. You late with it.
Don't hit us, Chris.
Hey, don't beat your women, man.
Chris said, now I feel like Chris going to beat me up before he beat a bitch in the club. But.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to beat nobody, y'all. I don't have to put my hands
y'all should
on
see
you
him
women.
Thinking. He was really thinking hard.
Let me think about it. Like,
that's fucked up.
You're fucked up.
Welcome.
No, that's not okay.
All right.
Shout
out to Monica.
I was about to say something real crazy. I'm not going to say that. Not gonna say that.
Dead silence because Shanae's really
and
trying
I'm gonna
to hold
give-
back.
I'm going to bring this up, and I don't want to spend too much time on it because I know I've talked about it for the last forever, however long it's been since the girl done been lost and found. But this Carly girl.
What's her last name? Russell?
Russell. Carly Nicole. What are your takes on this?
She said, y'all said she was missing, not her.
Bitch, I know where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I know where I'm at. The fuck?
I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes women need a break. especially even from the life they live.
She even got no kids. So I can
imagine running off and just kind of
running off and setting up a whole situation.
She called the police and told them she seen a baby.
I stand with both of you guys. I get the need to take a break from your life and possibly go book a little hotel, motel, and take 2-3 days to yourself and breathe a few extras. I get that. But you don't need to call the fucking police to do that.
That's not what she was doing.
What was she doing? She was trying to piss off that man?
She wanted some attention. She said, how old you got to be for an Amber Alert?
How old is too old for an Amber Alert? Was
crazy.
Taken.
She done told them police that them people polished her nails.
And put some money in her sock.
She told her.
It was like $127.
It was a redhead person that kidnapped her. And then they painted her nails red.
Was it her toes?
We just talked about people painting their nails red. It makes sense. Mental illness. It does track.
She was sitting up in that bed, eating Cheez-Its, polishing her nails.
Watching TV, watching the people go everybody crazy. Looking Where's for Carly?
Her. Right.
Where's and all she Carly? Think about, I'll bet that nigga, why that nigga ain't text me yet?
When he posted, she probably was like, got him.
That's fucked up.
Oh, I knew he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is why. No, I ain't gonna say that. Look, now I'm doing Shanae shit.
Sometimes you got to. Sometimes you got to.
So, Shanae, if Mackenzie did that, would you?
As a 12-year-old?
No.
As a 22-year-old?
And you had to go talk to the press, what would you say?
I'd be like this.
This is gonna be good, y'all.
Firstly, I would like to thank everyone for your time, prayers, and efforts in the search of my dumbass daughter. I don't know who raised her like this, but it wasn't me. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't got nothing to say to her. You shouldn't have nothing to say to her. I'm through with it all. Don't ask me nothing because she grown. Y'all want to talk to her? Y'all want to talk bad to somebody? Y'all talk bad to her because I'm just as shocked as y'all. She going to walk up to the house. They said, why are you walking to the house? You don't walk past all the other houses. You need help. Why would you walk past every other house? It's the fact that she said
it was like across 6 football stadiums.
Oh my God.
The math is just not math.
You telling me you need help and you walk past every other house and came home.
And they said she was walking until she got close to her house and then she started running and flailing her arms and screaming.
You know
what's
fucked up? See, that's you it's dumb mental illness. You dumb it's
mental illness. Because everybody got Ring cameras. So everybody, I mean, they're watching her walk past everybody's house and then she got close to hers and she started flailing her arms, yelling and running.
You dumbass criminals. At this point, y'all have not yet realized that Ring cameras are on 80% of the fucking doors in America. You really thought you was going to be able to get away with this shit. Fake it all the way until you get to your block.
Right.
Like, the people around the corner ain't got a Ring camera going to notice.
Okay,
that.
Now I can run.
Come on, man. What the fuck is going on? She was walking,
looking at her nails like,
I should have picked another color.
Red, yuck.
Like,
so what I'm going to say is she had to know.
Mama,
she
I love you. Hold on, wait.
That ain't going to work. She walked thinking this shit.
Yeah, she had to know before she returned home what she was going to
say. I truly believe she realized she fucked up.
She doesn't seem that.
I think she realized she fucked up once that news hit and she really kind of came down off of the, I'm really kind of tripping.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of tripping. These motherfuckers really looking for me right now.
I just seen that her job fired her.
Yeah. They said she was stealing.
Oh yeah, damn.
She said she Googled how to steal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And maybe she thought maybe she was stealing and she stole and she said, I'm gonna go missing. And maybe they won't fire me if I go missing because they'd be like, ooh, bitch, okay, well we can't fire her. We can't fire her. She just went through an ordeal.
And I think her parents lied. Well, daddy really didn't say nothing. He just was looking like.
What you think they lied about?
I think they knew she was and wasn't kidnapped. Right. But when she got home. Because they
well,
just
maybe
want,
later.
Before they did that press conference, they knew.
I'm saying initially, I don't
know.
No, think,
initially,
think that
no.
That
but when
really
they did
she was
when they
gone.
Did that press conference.
But what do you do then?
No, I know. That's why I asked you because they don't
you
want her daughter.
What I'm going to say at the press conference.
I know. But.
And I'm asking you, what do you do when you realize your daughter is lying and you're. And now the whole world.
I'm not
is
talking
for
to
her.
The press because she going to jail. They lied because they don't want her to go to jail.
I don't give a fuck you go to jail at that point.
Yeah, at this point, I don't give
a shit. consequences.
ain't nothing but a little time.
They know, I mean, but they don't want their child to go to jail.
You grown at that point. Yeah, you don't put yourself in a grown ass situation. I don't think anybody wants their child or whatever to go to jail, but you're an adult and this is an adult ass decision that you made to play this stupid game and win a stupid ass prize.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm with Sean there.
I'm a but at my press conference, I'm telling y'all, I ain't had nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I ain't know.
All right, so. If it was my child, I would step on TV and say I must have didn't give her enough attention as a child. Because there's no reason in hell she decided this was the best angle.
Well, you know what? I don't think when they went on the world, we didn't know that, you know, her search engines and all that shit when the parents went on.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know nothing.
Yeah, they didn't know nothing.
They didn't know nothing.
The parents knew.
She did that. No, she did that right. She did.
Once she got home, I'm sure they knew. But what I'm saying is, when they were doing all of the searching and stuff, they didn't know. They thought they'd already
No. I'm talking about when she came home.
Hey, if you got any of your kids out here and they are being in the mindset, and I mean young kids or old, y'all talk to these damn people. Talk to them. Because this is just I won't call it mental illness, but this some shit that she probably could have just felt she needed to discuss with somebody and didn't have nobody to discuss it with. And instead made a dumbass decision.
Girl.
It was dumb. What you got, Shawnee?
Girl, bye. That's what I got. It was all the...
Y'all be boy crazy. That's crazy, though.
And she finna lose her man.
Yeah, now he been gone.
They wasn't even together when...
They posted his picture online.
He was just cloud chasing, too.
Yeah, that was her ex-boyfriend. Oh. But she wanted him back.
They posted her picture, his picture online.
She thought she was gonna get to keep her job. She thought she was gonna get her nigga back. All that.
It's drugs.
Oh, man.
It gotta be something stupid.
She's in the backseat with Jocelyn.
Oh my god.
The whole fucking
with Tupac
time.
With Tupac.
The whole motherfucking time. Okay, well, I'm
do
glad.
Better.
Carly,
I'm glad you're safe.
Yep.
I am glad you're safe, but like, girl, it's a lot of people that really do go missing and nobody gives a fuck.
That's the saddest part.
And a lot of people put a lot of time and energy and effort into finding yo not missing ass.
That is the saddest part to me, is that it be too many people missing for you to be playing like this. Like, it's really girls out here missing and you faking it. And I think a lot of people been screaming that it's going to water down the call for help for women. That, I don't think so.
For black women, it's already hard.
That's why I don't think so. I think it's already hard for black women, and she can't really fuck this up more for black women.
Nah, I don't know,
is.
Because then now the excuse can be, well, you know, you see what Carly did.
Nah.
And that could be the excuse.
We ain't gonna let them get away with that excuse, because it's definitely, they definitely not
finding
enough.
They didn't even have no excuse before, and they was doing it. So now they think they got one.
They definitely not finding enough black women to start adding excuses to any of this
shit. They don't give a fuck about finding this.
Man, they need to get these black women together.
Yeah. So I have excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all.
Really fighting it, y'all.
I'm fighting for my life, y'all. I'm really. It do sound like just like some congestion. But like, I had strep. I was really in here fucked up. I felt like I was swallowing knives. And
it ain't
just,
COVID.
It's not COVID.
No, that's gone.
And it's not COVID. And I'm out.
We just ignore it.
I'm out of the horrible woods. I'm out of the ICU, and now I'm just, you know, in the regular.
She getting visitors.
Yeah. So, but it's still gonna be. Y'all gonna hear a lot of. Sorry.
I hope not.
I'm trying not to, and I'm trying to get done as quick as I can. But I got like this shit is really in the back of my nose trying to come down, so I could just, you know. Ugh. Anyway. Something that's been going on since we've been gone, but this is one of them that's a little stale. The actors and writers strike in Hollywood, it is a big deal for everybody because everybody consumes entertainment.
Yeah.
Be it TV shows, movies, web series.
They still not doing no talk shows, huh?
I think talk shows doesn't count towards it. I think it's soap operas and talk shows.
Like late night?
Daytime talk shows, I think, are allowed. Which I don't feel like is fair. personally.
I don't know what type of union issues they got. Or yeah. or not union issues. I don't know what type of union.
Yeah, the even, boundaries.
Even with my job, it's two different entities with like skilled trades and normal employees. So
gotcha.
It could be the same type of situation because soap operas never go off.
Yeah.
Nigga, COVID was going on and them niggas was like, hey, you can't go home. We just going to keep filming.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to change your clothes back there, a few showers.
Exactly.
Keep this motherfucker afloat.
Hello. But yeah, so I don't know, again, like I don't know the specifics. Late night shows are definitely off the table, but daytime shows are still moving.
Yeah, new series and shit like that though, being cut too.
Those are being cut.
Well, the ones that's already been filmed, they get released, don't they?
Nah, them motherfuckers.
Well, because that girl from Rap Shit, she said, I can't really say because of the strike that we dropping a new episode, but if I come on here and do this, that mean a new episode is coming out.
Okay.
So she was like, so make sure y'all look for the cues.
So they can't speak about it, but they can still film if they're currently in contract.
I don't know if it's already, I think it's already recorded.
I think like any of the production that has, I think that can, but they're not allowed. Like they can't do any press. New. They can't do any like red carpets or none of that. Mm-hmm. Like they can't do none of that.
Yeah.
Shit.
So she said, if she get on there shaking, that's the cue that a new episode is coming. That week.
Damn, boy.
Who?
The girl from Rap Shit. The ghetto one. I love her.
Shake my
She was like, when I do this, that mean a new episode coming up.
Yeah, they about to because they are dropping again in August.
But she said she won't be able to come on and say, hey, new episode next week. Blah, blah.
They should, but theirs has been recorded.
Right.
Well, just like they saying, we don't know how long it's gonna last, but like the Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse, the new one, that had a second movie that was going, or a third, I guess, movie that's coming out, but apparently that's already like done and recorded. And
dang, already?
Yeah.
I feel like the other one just came out.
It did, but it ain't coming out till next year. Well, it was coming out next year, supposedly. But like Euphoria,
that was like crazy.
2026. I said 2026.
I'm not waiting that long. I don't even care. Know what happened to Fizz. I care.
If I gotta wait till 2026, I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah, by that time the strike be over.
Yeah, it will be over.
I'm gonna have to rewatch.
But I already was irritated about the fact that y'all was talking about fucking 2025, and it's 2023.
That's crazy.
Well, fuck me.
And Euphoria ended in 2022.
What fucked me up about the strike was them niggas. I believe it was Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. They cut all their trees.
Huh?
What?
Hey, them niggas is playing dirty. So they had the whole tree lined up down the block where the, you know, going into the building or in that little area, they had like big nice trees that were flourished all over the sidewalk and things. And the protesters were actually using that to walk up and down and protest under the trees because of the heat.
So they cut them all down.
Done cut all the trees.
Wow. And said, oh, y'all thought y'all was getting some shade.
Oh, wow.
They got fined by the city like $100.
That's it per tree?
Like, yeah. Like,
I mean, that's still
maybe,
ain't shit.
Maybe per tree, but
that's
I mean,
still ain't shit for
them. Come on, man. I would have cut the trees for $100. Bring your ass back in here. It's some AC in this motherfucker. Y'all want to do some work?
No. We do want to do some work, but we want y'all to pay us properly. Exactly.
And they truly deserve it because these motherfuckers been showing these little restitution checks and
trash.
Negative 3 cents. Like, fam, how do I owe y'all for some shit I did?
I seen, what's the one from P-Valley? Her check was like for like $4 or some shit. That's and I know crazy. I done watched P-Valley 80 million times my damn self.
Is it Mr. Williams, the janitor from Abbott Elementary? Mr. Williams, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He showed his and was saying that's why he's outside. Like, man,
but
they
see,
not,
shit is
really.
Shit,
I thought Abbott would be getting paid.
But the thing about it is, this is what they're fighting against. So the actors and the writers had this strike before, you know, with like 2008-07 or something. It was earlier 2000s. They had this strike, but that was because things had changed in the landscape of entertainment. With the introduction of streaming and things like that, they're not getting the same residual checks because a lot of the shows that we're watching is not on network television. Mm-hmm. It's not being shown.
Man, that makes sense.
So they're not getting the same type of money that they would have been getting in the 90s or the early 2000s because we are all streaming. They don't have any sort of rules or regulation for what's going on. It's the Wild Wild West with streaming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you mean to tell me y'all done been on P-Valley popping pussy and sliding down poles and doing all this and y'all about to give me a $4 residual check? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Because every
the
time, y'all going to keep getting money.
Okay, that makes sense because the rewatch back in the day used to be on, let's say, ABC or BET. Right. They had to just run the show again, you know, and just keep it afloat. So you got maybe a whole season, but you're going
to
watch it.
And I have a way to track that happened.
You can't track it if I'm just streaming.
If everybody's just, if you decide to go start and watch P-Valley right now, they're not going to, I mean, they can track it, the powers that be.
But
they're not going to do that because why would I do that? Why would I do that? So then now you know.
We paid you already. Right?
Yeah, we paid you already. So it's just really fucked up that they are doing it like that, because even if I never watch what is it, Stars, that P-Valley come on, if I don't watch, if the only reason I come into whatever network it is, the only reason I come to your shit to watch your shit and subscribe to your shit is so that I can watch this, and you paying these motherfuckers blankety blank and you're making millions off of it, all of these subscriptions, that's crazy.
It's really ghetto. It right now.
Billions, rather. Let me not even say millions.
That
y'all
was
making
the
y'all
original
bread.
Issue, and you're right. What it was is, I mean, I'm going to reiterate what you said, basically. What it was is, basically, they caught that window, that huge gray area, and they just gray kept pushing that motherfucker further and further on.
And now we had a bubble. Yeah.
Not only that, they said also they wanted to use AI.
Oh, yeah.
For
I've seen
the
that part
individual
too.
Actors. So if I came in on Monday, they can do the whole AI setup with me and my whole frame, body, and all. And then contract is stated they could use this shit forever.
If I sign that contract.
If I sign the contract.
Or even the extras. They talk about, they trying to.
That's even
y'all
worse.
Trying to put extras out the business so bad to where y'all going to copy and paste all the same extras. We going to all be in the same movie.
In the same movie.
Ain't got to pay nobody. That and AI, y'all get the people.
So they don't have to pay them for the
every
AI?
Scene. No, oh, they will not have to pay them for every scene. They will pay them
even
a one-time
the point,
fee and use them for that.
Even using AI for, I don't know if you watch Secret Invasion and all, but it's Marvel. I watch Secret. The whole intro for Secret Invasion was done by an AI artist.
Oh, wow.
It was not done by a real person. Wow. So y'all are taking jobs from real people that can do this real work. And it's just like, what's going to come of this?
Hey, we got to stand together now because what comes up next, especially with the writers, is because the writers only getting paid, like you said, the same thing with the movie. It was still in the Wild Wild West days. They were getting fucked.
But
the
even
actors was going to get fucked on the AI shit. So the writers was like, dog, it ain't no way in hell I'm going to sit here for 2 weeks and write you six seasons. And then never hear from y'all
that's
again
not even
or
that.
Get paid. You know?
These, they don't even order that because they so cheap and short-sighted now that they're only ordering one season.
Damn.
And then the seasons of these shows are not even like, you know, back in the day, a show would be 24, 20,
it's like 8,
20-some episodes. Now, every show that we're seeing is like 10 episodes, maybe 12.
The one that did the most that I've most recently seen was Abbott.
But Abbott is still technically it's more of a traditional show though. Like still,
Abbott stopped with like 8 episodes, and then they kind of gathered themselves.
But that was
because
they were trying to see what they was trying to what they was gonna do.
But that's the only one I've seen in years that actually took that stand.
I have been watching How I Met Your Father, which is a show, and it streams on.
Interesting.
It streams on Hulu, and I think that show has had like 23. Episodes, not the first season, but the second season after they got picked up had a full season. But shows like these Netflix shows, these or Apple shows, you know, the shows that are the really big shows that people are getting a lot of attention for and stuff, they're only doing like 10 episodes
and then leave on the biggest cliffhanger ever.
And then it take 2 years before y'all bring some motherfuckers in here again to come and write. But even still, so the problem with the writers, what they're saying is, if it's a show in the season that's 20-something episodes, then I'm working for 9 months out the year. I got something. I'm writing a new episode every whatever. But if we doing these 10 episodes, you bring us in here, we do this for a couple weeks. You know, a few weeks, however, whatever.
What the fuck am I supposed to do after that?
You know what I'm saying? So it's fucked up.
And I'm
it's
giving
not
y'all basically the same production y'all would have got after 9 months.
Exactly.
You just don't want to pay me for it.
And there's no guarantee that I'm going to pick up another show to be able to write on next and while I'm in the midst of this
and
waiting.
And now I'm bouncing left to right to left to right to try to make ends meet.
Right.
When I could, I should be getting taken care of.
And back to AI. And y'all think y'all could just write a script on ChatGPT?
Man, listen, I seen that. they did that AI version of South Park. Ooh. They did an AI episode of South Park about the kids using ChatGPT in school. Mm. And oh, then, wow. You know, Mr. Garrison gay ass. Damn, that's funny, but not funny. Mm.
What about Mr. Garrison?
Well, anyway, he ended up trying to use ChatGPT to like grade the student's paper. You know, he dumb. He like, damn, you can use it for that. I can probably use it for this. Uh-huh. So he didn't realize all the students was fucking using ChatGPT. So, and it come to find out that the whole episode was written by fucking ChatGPT. Yeah. It's like, all right, that was scary.
What a mind fuck.
Yeah, that was scary.
I'm going to write a script.
So we do stand with the writers and the actors and mm-hmm. shit, man. Because we all are, obviously, we're entertainers too. And I would hate for these motherfuckers to try to pivot that to anything okay, guys, that could fit us.
Let's make a podcast.
Yeah.
All AI. Like, fuck. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, technology as it advances, there are just pros and cons everywhere.
But capitalism is always trying to win.
Every time. Because the thing about it is, I feel like there are advancements that can be made and that should be made. And as long as we have the technology and stuff to do it, we should and can do things. But it's just like, y'all take it too far.
Niggas want Terminator to show up so bad.
So bad.
Just want a nigga have to shoot up robots.
Yeah, who is that? James Cameron?
Man, all these goddamn guns now. Y'all want us to have to shoot at robots.
He said, I tried to warn you guys when I made Terminator.
He ain't lying.
Young.
He ain't lying.
I'm going to be dead by the time this shit really hit the fan. So.
Oh, wow.
Y'all want me to have kids. I'm going to have one.
I don't want you to. I keep telling you, don't do it.
I'm going
to
have one, at least.
When?
I don't know. Go practice after this.
We didn't ask for the practice. Your wife the same age as you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Line.
Oh, she's younger.
She's a little younger.
See what I'm saying?
All right, maybe like a few months younger than me. Yes, that's it.
All right. Okay.
What else you got, Shauna?
I stand with them actors, though.
Talking to actors.
Yes.
Come on with the transition. Hit them with it.
Jamie Foxx is alive and well, and he is not a clone.
That motherfucker is real.
That motherfucker is real.
To be determined.
Chris still,
I was watching that video like, oof.
Don't listen to that.
I was watching that video trying to look for signs, and the most I could really see is like, well, where is his eyelashes? Because it do take like a little bit of time for that type of thing. So I said, maybe they just took him out the pod just now.
Yeah.
You know.
He a little light skinned.
I think it was just a filter for real.
No.
But I told y'all we ain't got to go back into my deep dive, but you know, your skin kind of clear up a little bit when you get off that narcotic.
I don't know.
How you know?
It's looking stroke-ish.
I don't.
It's looking like he had a stroke.
Yeah, it do look a little.
And that was one of the reports that was out there before, you know.
But he does look like he got good service and getting back in good service. Decent health. Nah, because trust me, it's a service that a motherfucker got to bounce your ass off of that stroke life.
Mm.
It is a job. He a motherfucker do got to come in and give you real physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
mental conversation and therapy like that. Like, you really got to go through a whole little, it's a step-by-step process to get your
His mouth just don't look right no more.
Get out his mouth.
No, like the side of his face.
The mouth. Literally,
but that's how it be when you have a stroke.
But we didn't really know if he had a stroke. That's what I was saying. It's looking like
it could
stroke.
Be Bobby Brown, y'all.
Oh,
look, come back to it. Every time.
Now I see that.
You look good to me, Jamie.
I see that period. Now, though.
Hey, but yeah, I'm glad to see he actually
said. And I know you don't like black women,
and that made me proud.
I know you don't like black women, but you look good to me, JB.
Hey, I like that he was. I like that he was actually saying sentences
mm-hmm. and making jokes.
Yeah, you know, that it didn't sound like Hat and the Cat and you know, what I'm saying Pam and Sam conversation either.
It made me happy. Now, speaking of real people doing real work and working on real film and real art.
Come on. Real art.
They cloned Tyrone.
Was the shit.
If y'all ain't seen it.
It was so good.
Fucking alert.
Because this is finally one thing that we've all watched.
We're not.
We did it.
And we're not doing a spoiler alert.
Okay.
Why we not?
Why?
It's still fairly new. So I can go.
Why we can't do a spoiler? We can't tell them what happened?
No.
Why the fuck are you so considerate?
I really don't want to cook the end.
Yes,
the end,
you don't really, tell the end.
I love listening to my podcast and they talk about what I've watched and I want to hear if they have the same opinions about what they watched as what I watched.
Okay.
That's that. Why you get spoiler alert.
But you gonna tell the end?
What the fuck? If they don't want to hear it, they can fast forward.
That is also true.
That is a thing that can happen. They do not have to stay here right now. If they hear me say they clone Tyrone, they can say, blip, 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 blip. I don't know how many minutes. I asked Chris when to tell me.
Nope, we ain't going to tell y'all. You're going to be like, damn, they said Tyrone name again. All right, keep going. Keep going.
No, anyway, that movie was so good.
It was good. Anyway, Tyrone is Erykah Badu. So there. I hope you fucking happy, dude.
Man, what a great fucking movie.
It was really
good. It was a good movie. And I have been a fan of Tiana Paris for years.
I don't even know her. Yes.
She was on Survivor's Remorse.
She was on Survivor's Remorse.
Oh, what?
I probably knew
that. That's a show you should watch. Good. Okay. Yes, that was good.
I don't like how it ended, but it got canceled. Yeah. So that's probably why it ended like that. But Survivor's Remorse was a show. Jesse T. Usher, he played a guy who got drafted to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he took all his family with him, and it's
Mike Epps was his uncle. Yeah,
it was just a show about all their charades and all the shit
Mike
that
Epps
they.
Was the uncle? Okay.
And yeah. Tashina Arnold was his mama, right?
Yeah, she was his mama. Yeah. Tiana Paris was
his cousin's wife.
Yeah, his cousin's wife. The cousin was damn. What was his name?
The cousin was his manager.
Sister. You remember sister when Tia
when
had,
they went to
Tia
college
had that, when they was in college, and Tia and Tamir had that dark skinned boyfriend and light skinned boyfriend.
He wasn't really light skinned.
No.
He was.
But he's been in so much stuff.
I can't think of nothing else,
It's
though.
The fact that
he has been
in
a lot of stuff.
Sister.
She know I'm old, but damn.
Sister. But yeah, I think it started with an R. I could be just making that up. But anyway, he's a very good actor. And he's in it. He was the uncle.
Right.
And okay.
No, he was a cousin.
I thought he was...
No, he was his cousin that was his manager.
Oh, the cousins.
His name is Ron Rico Lee.
I knew it started with R.
Oh, from Madea Goes to Jail.
And shout
girl,
out to,
what the fuck? I would know him from Sister before
shout
that.
Shout out to Jewel Taylor. Oh, okay. Ooh, Jewel Taylor. That was the writer.
Oh, the writer. Okay, yeah. We back on that one.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, oh, that. Shanae, I want to speak on this because...
No, she wrote the fuck out of that.
I have been so pissed off. No, it's a man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My bad.
I'd be so pissed off about remakes. And uh-huh. Literally...
Was that a remake?
No.
Oh.
I just hate the fact that we've been in that bubble of, all right, we're just going to remake this movie, put it out, and just let it, you know, marinate, make a few dollars. And then when it go to Netflix or Max or wherever the fuck it go, it can just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting on a fucking original, fucking good quality movie.
It was good.
It was good as fuck. Just the premise of...
I love Jamie Foxx.
All of the things that black people really enjoy, yes. From the chicken, the juice.
I was thinking about that damn Popeye's chicken sandwich. I said, they put something
I
in
said that.
That
shit when Popeye's
they been
said
that when it dropped.
I said, nigga, ain't they no way
put,
I'm about to go eat
they
that sandwich.
Put something in that sandwich.
I ate the fuck up that sandwich.
I still ain't ate that
my
sandwich.
My kid's daddy went every day. for like months.
Nigga. I almost spit my water out.
that nigga in 2D.
You right.
He went every day for
that nigga
like,
need to watch this movie twice.
Yes. So that was the first thing I thought about. Like, damn, that Popeye's chicken sandwich, they sprinkled some shit in that.
But
I thought about that a long time ago.
I never had one.
I mean, you know what's fucked up about me is I really be thinking like shit be really like some conspiracy theory shit going on, but I still do it. I
never had one.
I don't know. At least I'm not going in blind.
Right.
I'm gonna try it.
And then you think about certain songs.
Nah, I've been saying, all right, so guys, the music, the food, the church were all a part of the issue in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been screaming. I've been screaming that for you. Well, the perms, I ain't got no issue with that because that ain't my head.
Yeah.
That ain't my ministry.
Yeah.
But I've been telling people. Shanae. You lucky. I can mute that
I
part.
Stopped.
Cool. So. Your mean ass. But I've been telling people that about the food. You know, I love Church's Chicken, but them motherfuckers only in the hood. Hell, the juice, we all love juice, but we know that shit ain't got no water in it. Like
some juice has water in it.
Nigga, it got a little squirt of water in that motherfucker.
It being only in the hood is triggering.
Church, we all been skeptical about church, like for years. And not to say that church ain't
now
a good thing.
Now, that's one I ain't partaking in.
In some capacity. Church ain't a bad thing in some capacity, but boy, we've been watching that motherfucker kind of not really make no motion.
No, the last time I went, I was rubbed wrong. So yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Who touched you? Oh,
no, my nigga. God. See, now you're pulling a me. I did not mean
nigga, nigga giving out hugs after church.
I did not mean actually rub. Not literally rubbed.
Hey, that like, nigga gave a hug and put his hand on her lower back and said, damn.
The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Shawna said, who touched you?
Sister Dane, here, you make sure you come back here.
Oh,
hear
my
me?
God bless you.
But it was just a good fucking film.
It was. Man. It was. It Jamie was very good. Killed it.
The pacing was great. The storytelling mm-hmm. was great. The acting was great.
I could mm-hmm. use a little more comedy. The scenery. But I like that it wasn't a super comedy.
I liked it.
I had enough comedy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. Because you know, it is kind of still a serious thing to talk about.
Yeah. Nigga.
So it's like. It really is. You know.
And who was the main guy? I had never seen him before.
Oh, that's
John Boyega.
Who else was he on?
Star Wars.
European
actor. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's
bro,
okay.
They really are good. Yeah. Them European niggas be they acting are. They ass off. Mm-hmm. But I also know, and look, here I go, me and my Koofy. I also know why they won't put an American black actor in those type of roles.
Why?
Because, nigga, that gives you your children or the boys that grow up in America something to look forward to.
So they don't want to give.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. You can. It's just too much of things that you can see. You can see it. Then it's kind of like the Barack Obama being the president. It's like white people are like, we don't need that nigger in the president. But what it is it's giving little boys and little girls a real glimpse of somebody that you can actually physically say, I knew where that person grew up at. You don't know where these niggas come from Europe are, but they great fucking actors. No, it's a. I've been told it's extremely
it's very ghetto there.
But them movies come over here and go platinum. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We ain't got many good black actors from
really think of no,
America like that that get that role.
They go over there and do. I mean, can't. I don't know. Well, it's America.
Them niggas
so
over there doing that
it.
Shit over there too.
Our shit go yay yay kind of pretty much. They you know, wherever it'll have us, they'll, except like China, it's kind of, because we be wilding for there. They don't really like to all the shit we be talking about. Like, you can't have no ghosts, no demons. I'm like, well, that's hell of the movies here.
Yeah, you can't watch shit over there.
You can't watch shit over there.
They program for real.
Yeah. But I do, I think some of my favorite actors are actually like British actors.
They are. Them niggas is good.
And they can hide it so well.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, I think it's easier to do an American accent though than it is to do a British accent.
Do your best British accent, Shawnee, please.
I don't know. I always sound like a old poor, like I sound like, I don't know, like Les Miserables, like cheerio, like.
All right, yeah, okay. Cut that.
That's
hella
good.
Stereotypical.
It is. I don't have a good one.
Old wealthy white woman, Shawnee. You know, cheerio.
I sound like fucking Queen Elizabeth, but like the poor version. Like, yeah, it's not good.
I'm not good at it.
I'm gonna work on it though. I'm gonna find an accent.
Having a thick accent and then going straight.
I'm
to
going
nothing.
To find that's a task that I would like to do. I'm going to find a place to practice, like a YouTube video. I'm gonna find somewhere for me to learn how to do a British accent well.
Why?
Because I want to.
Oh, okay.
So she can take them roles over there.
No, so I can come on here and talk to y'all in a whole British accent.
I'm with that.
And we gonna act like I'm somebody else because we ain't got no visuals yet.
What? Okay, real quick. What was your best part of the movie? Oh. And it could be an aspect of the movie. It could be a scene. What made the movie sell for you?
I would say the overall what did it for me was, like you said, just a whole completely original idea. I also did see Pause. Somebody said they clone Tyrone was what Sorry to Bother You tried to be, and I was like, yes.
Damn, you right. They yeah, right.
They right.
But Sorry to Bother You was good.
It
me.
Was good. It but wasn't it, a bad, but it was. It definitely wasn't it, they clone Tyrone.
And it definitely ain't this. Yeah.
No. I would say so. Like I said, originality. And I like the funny end, like, you know, it ain't just a straight up comedy. So it give us something to really like sink our thoughts into. But I don't know. I feel like at the end when all the clones came out and everybody was like, and the nigga was in the camera with the new, Shawty, it's a motherfucking clone out here. And I was fucking crying. I was dying at everybody like walking around with the clone. And when they stormed the... stormed the thing, the bunker,
yeah.
And the nigga was in the fucking guard shack.
No, that was my favorite part. He was like, I'm just up here chilling.
I'm just up here chilling.
Guess where I'm at? You gonna
bring, you gonna bring some bitches. You gonna
bring literally one of my favorite.
Yeah, that was funny as hell too.
He, I loved him.
And shout out to Kiefer Sutherland. He's one of my favorite white man actors. I like him a lot.
Danielle, what about you? What sold it for you?
Jamie. Mm. And the guy we were just talking about. With the fan.
Boyega. Oh.
No, with the fan. Yeah, that was like, she was like, I'm gonna be down here. He was like, he said, tell them to bring the little ones.
Hey, that's how it is. A nigga done found a new spot now, nigga. I'm chilling, nigga. Hey, hey, we ran this motherfucker through for him. It's mine now, nigga.
And he had that big ass gun and that fan in one hand and a big ass gun in the other hand. I loved him.
And
but
nigga looked over and told him to shoot. Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah, he was like, all right, I got you.
That boy Jamie Foxx said, it's an elevator in the motherfucking bed in the motherfucking closet. Like, y'all would get
was like, it's a, he was like, it's an elevator in the trap house and y'all trying to go down. Y'all trying to go. No, Jamie Foxx, I love
would you
him.
Go down the trap house elevator?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we all got a pistol. At least we can go back up this month.
That nigga said, "Why y'all got? Why you pull your gun out?" And then she said, "Y'all hear that?" And he pulled his out. She was like, "Yeah, nigga." All
right. So that's my favorite part of this motherfucking movie.
What
was just how fucking black it was.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like it was the perfect amount of nigga. You know what a nigga would do right
yeah.
now. Like. Yeah, I'm about to yell at you about why the fuck are we going
why
in this
closet?
Why are
we going down here?
However, I'm going downstairs with you.
Because I'm not staying by myself.
I'm not staying up here and I'm not going down there by myself.
In that aspect, that is where this movie succeeded at the perfect tone of black being authentically black and all that versus you people.
Yeah.
You people was way too try hard for me.
It was try hard, but I y'all know I. All
right, so my favorite scene though was the last scene. Well, not the last scene, but the scene that you was just speaking about, Shanae, where they were doing the interviews and them niggas was outside talking about, yeah, you know, we had to do what we had to do. Yeah, I really didn't fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, he was like, but now this my nigga.
But you fuck with me now.
Oh yeah, also Lil Murda.
Lil Murda.
he be in them roles. He is gonna play a country nigga.
Hey man,
he gonna play a country nigga. Me
up, nah, they was standing there. Yeah, I didn't really fuck with this nigga a few days ago. Nah, but you fuck with me now.
Oh yeah, that was good. When they was preparing the storm.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, so it's giving Denzel. Yeah, okay, what kind of Denzel?
He said training day.
That was so all right,
do it.
Good.
Fuck it, let's do it again.
Okay, we got to do it again. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, that was a good movie. I'll probably go watch it again.
I've watched it twice already, and I'm going to go.
I haven't.
And my woman
busy.
Is not asleep.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
And if she off tomorrow, we watching that.
You can't watch it if she not asleep?
No. I want to watch it with her.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all watch it together the first time?
I told her actually to watch it tonight, but I don't know if she's going to watch it. Nah, I'll be at work. I've been waiting on this movie since the whole Jamie fiasco. Plus, I knew he had some shit rolling down the pipeline. So I was
and
I
he
was
healthy in that movie.
I was up at work at 2:00 in the morning. Like I'm about to watch.
No,
this
when
shit
he
right
sniffed
now.
that whatever dust. They was putting on the chicken and shit.
That's another great scene. Nigga went upstairs and said, "Man, we gotta eat something." Like, damn, nigga, the chicken commercial on there. Them niggas ended up in a restaurant.
When the last time you seen a white motherfucker with an afro? No, that was good. But I've been waiting on this movie before Jamie even got sick.
Yeah.
I've been, but again, like I said, I'm a big, I love, like, Tiana Paris is so good.
Yes, she is.
She's so good. And I feel like she's not as big as I feel like she should be personally. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It made
she
me want to watch Survivor's too. Remorse.
She do. I'm going to text her.
Please. Hit her DM.
She did her thing in that movie.
Let her know we're a small branded company that need her to pull up.
She is like in the Marvel. She's in the MCU. So.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. She's a new.
She's
kind
of big time.
Yeah,
she is.
Kind of
big time.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
She was in Wanda.
She's full time.
Oh, yeah.
That's WandaVision.
One of the Marvels.
Damn.
Yeah. I know.
Still going to hate her up.
I'm going, hey, girl.
Girl, you did a good job, girl.
Hey, girl, I just watched that.
But if y'all have not seen They Clone Tyrone, please do. We did not spoil it enough.
It's on Netflix.
So y'all got so much.
We did say a lot of the parts.
Nah. Oh, trust me. It's way more good parts than
it's
that.
It's so funny.
Just so when you get a chance to watch it, go check it out, man. Shout out to them black actors and black writers.
That was a good movie.
And that black ass movie that they made.
Don't eat no more chicken sandwiches from Popeyes, y'all.
When y'all watch that, y'all gonna notice a lot of shit that y'all been consuming.
And I feel like FNF, Fuck Nigga Free. I was into some of them songs
on the thing. Like, hey,
the motherfuckers were slapping in that Ruckus playlist.
I got that new Ruckus. Why was he outside selling CDs?
When
Chris?
They was in church.
That's the beginning.
I didn't know what the fuck timeline it was when he was selling CDs.
And that's another thing. That fucked me up too.
I didn't know what the timeline was.
No, not only the CD selling, I'm talking about what the CDC was selling.
Oh, I paid attention. Yeah. I heard him say Ruckus. Like, I heard him say, I got the new Ruckus, whatever. So then
I don't remember.
I paid attention at the very beginning when he walks out the corner store or when he walked out the convenience store, he say, I got that new Ruckus, man. Come get He's selling them out the trunk.
I remember that now.
And then I kept every time it was a song, they was like Ruckus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why do they keep playing this kind of shit?
But when they was in church, that was back that ass up.
I know back that ass up. But
they was in there jamming.
They lifted that straight from the tiny desk.
Trust. Guys, go watch it, man. It was a great, very good movie. It was a fucking great movie.
And I'm so very glad original that Jamie Foxx is better.
Yeah, man. Glad to see Jamie.
Oh, my God. Look.
Well, damn. I guess we should have ended this on that Jamie Foxx doing better and they clone Tyrone, but now we got to end it with some negative shit. Well, just quickly, I just wanted to talk about YNW Millie.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a mistrial, which is, I don't know if that's negative. It just depends on where you land on that spectrum.
That nigga going to jail.
They going to have to retry him first.
They going to probably retry him. I was looking to find out, were they going to free him in the midst of a retrial? So I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I definitely didn't say something that he was going to be able to go home yet. I've not seen anything that said that he was going to stay. So we just going to have to see. But he did not win, but he did get a mistrial. They couldn't get the jury together. He also did not lose. And in the black community, guess what? That is a win.
Come on.
So
he lived to fight another day.
They probably going to throw another little case at him. But, I mean, for the first part, he 1-0.
Yeah, shout out to him.
And if he really killed them people, boy.
He did.
Fry your ass, nigga.
I mean, the song is just too, it's just too much of a coinciding.
It really
is. He's legit nuts.
Ain't no way I'm making a song about killing people.
And they said the one dude that sang, and mama, don't worry, you is the gangster, I'm a survivor. That nigga, they just arrested him for murder.
Oh,
why y'all keep killing these people?
Damn. Oh, wait, and I like that song.
I do, too. I was
now
thinking
that you
the
just
same
said
thing.
It, I'm like, damn, I do know that song.
Yeah, you know that song.
I didn't want to say that loud because it
sounds old. I don't remember his name. I think it's like Mississippi Star or something.
And it's fairly new.
Oh, I seen that. I seen that.
Yeah, it is fairly new. I remember because my favorite TikTok, when that song was like the trending sound on TikTok, that man that was on the treadmill and it's like the song is playing, it looked like he just in the gym working out, like, yeah, but then as the camera keep panning out, he's running for a bottle of Casamigos while he on the treadmill. And
seriously?
Mama, oh my God, that shit was so fucking funny to me.
Damn, what's his name?
I said it's me. I don't
Mississippi what
I don't remember his name by heart.
I was going to play his record on the way out. But yeah. Hey, I'm glad you free.
Why you want to play that murderer song?
I'm glad you. Because you're going to need the string. I'm glad you free, little nigga. But guess what?
Little nigga. He's not free.
You not free yet. You definitely
he's
didn't win.
He's still in jail.
He is still in jail. I don't. Listen. I don't know. Listen. If I was a juror.
I mean.
I want to know how many jurors, how many right. It was.
You want me to go off the bullshit I seen on Twitter?
Yeah.
I heard it was 9-3.
Oh,
non guilty.
That's not enough.
No, not guilty.
Nine saying not?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I just seen that on Twitter. I could be completely wrong. My numbers could be completely off, but 9-3 not guilty because y'all can't pin a song to a person is kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you can't make it all about the song, but it's definitely two people that's dead. So
it is two people that is dead.
I don't want to be insensitive to those people's families. So RIP them people. And I hope you get the justice that you get or deserve. But that little motherfucker beat a case. A crazy murder case. And it's, you know what? Trip. I really think that, well, he got the mistrial. You're right. He did not beat it. But I really think the mistrial only came because they were trying to get the death penalty. It's like if they would have just went for, you know what I'm saying, a normal yearly arrest or a sentence.
Superstar Pride. Why I said Mississippi? I'm thinking Mississippi Pride. I'm still thinking about motherfucking I'm still thinking about P-Valley.
And Lil Murder.
Lil Murder. We need to have a, if any of y'all promoters is listening to this episode, we need to have another murder night whenever P-Valley could be, because that was a party that I'm sad that I missed in Kansas City.
Dang, I forgot that. What's the name? Got snatched, didn't he?
Who?
All right.
Tyler Play. Tyler LaPlay, whatever.
He got snatched.
And didn't they kidnap him? Not kidnap him. But
on the show, yeah. See, these shows be gone so long.
Exactly.
So you don't want me to play this on the way out?
Yeah. I like that song.
I like that song too.
And allegedly, we don't know that he. Face like, you don't know if he actually murdered.
But we don't know that he didn't.
That's 1-1. One.
I mean, if they got enough to bring some charges up, they got something going or something shaking.
Oh, shit. And G Herbo crazy ass.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are getting out of here, guys, but why the hell G Herbo out here frying people? We knew them. Shanae,
now he about to be, now he about to be going away from his babies.
What did you say, Shanae?
When we was talking about this earlier, I said, and y'all gonna feel me when I say this. I know y'all is. If I am regular ass me, and I get skinned, somebody that stole my identity, that opened up some credit cards, all that, blah blah blah. Shit happens. Okay, I get it. But let me find out it's motherfucking G Herbo doing this shit, and I am gonna act the motherfucking prosecute this nigga to the furthest, the fullest extent of the law.
They said I knew them records wasn't selling enough for this nigga lifestyle.
Now he about to be
JK
gone away.
Oh my god,
JK. He about to so you finna go to jail for 5 years. I don't think he gonna do the whole five, but that's what he.
They said 5 years, 3 years are possible. Supervised, you know, when niggas got the PO, $250,000 fine, $150,000 in restitution payback, and maybe $100 in court costs. So, I mean, sound like a deal if you was if you robbed for $1 million or $1 million.
Yeah,
was, you
know, million. That is.
I don't know if it was $1 million or millions.
$1 million is a very specific.
They said this nigga was buying exotic dogs, Jamaican trips, the villas, and
not exotic dogs,
and renting cars and shit, limo rides. Fam, you robbing, save some money.
Like, you should.
Let's do smart things when you do stuff.
At least
things.
Put it in somebody else's name. How do you get caught? I don't.
Being G Herbo.
So the thing is, like. Y'all remember he was crying in the tournament? Anyway. The thing about it is, so I know people gave Chief Keef a lot of bullshit when he really got on and really like made some good money. He was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to LA. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm not doing none of this stupid ass shit no more. So I think Waka Flocka, he also was just like, what? He don't even do music no more.
Yeah.
But he once he started to do the music, he really was like.
A lot of them seen the light when the money came. Some and of them, I won't say a lot.
I feel
some
like that's how it should happen. But it just seems to be a disconnect with this generation. Like
these niggas like the dysfunction in the music.
They lie. And then it's just lie. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of niggas that lie. I guarantee y'all. Probably most of the niggas y'all like lie.
Oh, I would hope so.
That's what I think. But yeah. G Herbo.
You ain't gotta live your raps, fam. I told somebody that too. I said, you niggas that living y'all raps is the niggas that ain't got no career for real. You niggas is gotta still sell packs and get your shit off because you trying to make money for your album. I get that. But these niggas that's literally making the money and making the millions or able to make the money and make the millions and getting those rooms, fam, you gotta let that dumb shit go.
That's why I be selling packs.
You throwing your whole career away.
Because we trying to get this podcast off the ground.
Man, we trying to get these equipment. Now
we got a lot of shit to buy.
We do.
And we want to go to Disney.
Oh, yeah. We do want
to
go to
Disney. Yeah, we definitely could sell some packs to go to Disney. Because I heard it ain't cheap.
It's not. And I want the fast pass.
If the police are listening, we are not selling packs.
I'm not selling no motherfucking line.
Put nobody at my house.
When we went, I told them my son had a sensory issue.
My FBI agent got enough.
He couldn't stay. He couldn't handle crowds. They gave us a fast pass. Because back then you couldn't buy the fast pass because it was right after COVID, and so they had discontinued. So you only
that's probably one of the best times to go to Disney World right after COVID.
Yeah, so you couldn't get it unless you had a disability. So I told him he had a sensory issue.
Why you thought they was supposed to believe him because of them glasses?
No, I told him don't say nothing.
Let me hit
that. I told him don't say nothing. I'm fucking crying.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well. You guys, this has been another episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. We appreciate you for listening. Hopefully you made it this far. I
hope this nigga didn't kill nobody.
Let me tell y'all, we do very much appreciate when y'all give us feedback and let us know, like, y'all been listening and what you liked and what you didn't like and all that. So constantly do that. We appreciate that. We like that.
She ain't lying. We do. We fuck with that.
So one thing I've been hearing is we don't record long enough. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Sometimes it be even hard to get in here for this little hour.
Man.
So we gonna try.
You going on longer than an hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, you know, most podcasts are at least like two.
Yeah.
So
close to three now.
We gonna work on it. We gonna do, you know, but y'all gotta give us a little chance. A little chance, We single moms and a dog dad. We all got real jobs. Some of us got more than one job. Like, y'all just gonna have to bear with us. But again, I love that y'all want more.
And we gonna give y'all more.
We gonna try.
We gonna
do our best. I'm just doing my best. I'm fighting for my life.
Oh my God, wait till that one comes out.
Jesus Christ. Okay. But thank y'all again for listening. I don't got nothing else to say.
Bye.
I'm out of here. Listen to the nigga that be killing people.
Oh my God.
Shout out to,
allegedly.
Not shout out to the
oh my God.
Chillin's. And mama, don't worry, you raised a gangster. I'm a survivor. It hurt me not being able to give you what you want since I was a toddler. Shout out to my pops for all the free game. Everything you ever told me stuck in my brain. Real OG status and like to make a change. Shed the tears, rain distance, so much pain.